皆さんこんにちは。ジャパニーズポッドです。
おはよう東京、こんばんはニューヨーク、こんにちはロンドン。
もう1時だよ。お腹すいたね。
うん、学食でランチしようか。
今日は A ランチが鶏の唐揚げで、 B ランチが豚の生姜焼きだって。
どっちにしようかな。
すいません、 A ランチはいくらですか？
A ランチは390円です。
じゃあ A ランチをください。
すいません、僕もそれをください。
もう一度お願いします。ゆっくりお願いします。
もう一時だよ。お腹すいたね。
うん。学食でランチしようか。
今日は A ランチが鶏の唐揚げで、 B ランチが豚の生姜焼きだって。
どっちにしようかな。
すいません。A ランチはいくらですか？
A ランチは390円です。
じゃあ、A ランチをください。
すいません。僕もそれをください。
次は英語が入ります。
もう1時だよ。お腹すいたね。
It's already 1 o'clock. I'm hungry.
うん、学食でランチしようか。
Yeah, let's go to the school cafeteria.
今日は A ランチが鶏の唐揚げで、 B ランチが豚の生姜焼きだって。
Today, A lunch set is friedAnd B lunch set is ginger.
どっちにしようかな。
I wonder which I should get.
すいません。A ランチはいくらですか？
Excuse me, how much is lunch set A?
A ランチは390円です。
Lunch set A is 390
yen. じゃあ、A ランチをください。
Okay, lunch set A, please.
すいません。僕もそれをください。
I'll have that one too.
Naomi sensei, let's ask Natsuko-san what she thought of today's lesson.
はい、今日のダイアログどう思いましたか？
懐かしいな。 A ランチ390円でした。
あ、そんなに安かったんですか？
安かったですね。
So a little bit nostalgic because of the cheap price.
Yes.
Just 390 yen for A lunch.
Yes.
You know, I think one thing we should tell everybody out there is that university cafeterias or university dining halls are extremely cheap.
Yes.
非常に安いです。
とても安いですね。
安いですね。
たまに信じられないほどですね。Sometimes like you can't even believe how cheap it is.
Yes. お腹いっぱいになるんですよね。
You can eat till you get full. And you know, it's sometimes people actually like when you just graduate university orTraveling students actually take pride in going to other universities' cafeterias and eating.
そうですね。Try something different.
And sometimes I even see elderly people in there.
Yes.
From, yeah, I mean, 教えてください。What's this all about?
You know, I see a lot of faculty members. Well, they are not students, but, you know, they're also eating at the students' cafeteria.
Yeah.
I think, you know...That's mainly because it's cheap. But also like, you know, talking with students or maybe just for communication or just for fun. And the cafeteria at my university will open to public.
Yeah, I think that's one of the key points.
Uh-huh. It's not only for students there, but other people can just go in and have lunch there too.
Yeah.公衆食堂
like, Never public, heard of.
Public cafeteria. So that's what I meant by like, sometimes elderly people are in there eating. So it's quite interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, So with that said, Naomi-sensei, first word onegai shimasu.
Onaka.
Stomach.
Onaka. Onaka.
And again, we go over this over and over. This consists of the honorific prefix o and the word for?
Middle area.
Yeah, of the body. So it's not really the stomach. It's kind of like the belly.
Mm-hmm.
Then we have?
学食.
School cafeteria.
学食. 学食.
Followed by?
大学生.
University student. College student. Next we have?
鶏の唐揚げ.
Fried chicken.
鶏の唐揚げ. 鶏の唐揚げ.
Sounds so good.
The very popular dish in izakaya, right?
Yes. And you kind of sometimes maybe need to specify the animal because they also have squid. So karage mm-hmm. is a type of cooking.
Yes.
And what's cooked though? But it's kind of like chicken is so common. It's more natural to assume if you hear karage.
Mm-hmm. It's usually think, chicken.
Yeah. Next we have?
豚の生姜焼き.
Ginger pork. Fried ginger pork.
豚の生姜焼き. 豚の生姜焼き.
So, yeah, this sounds like a very typical 学食 menu.
Mm-hmm.
Two choices.
Yes.
Karaage and 生姜焼き.
Not much vegetables.
Yeah. Rarely but vegetables.
I think this comes in a form of 定食. Which means that not only the fried chicken or ginger pork comes, but also there is a bowl of rice, maybe miso soup or some kind of soup, and maybe a little pickles or salad or something. So the main dish is 鶏の唐揚げ or 豚の生姜焼き, but there's a set of side dishes.
I think that's an excellent point. And I think we were sitting here, we all kind of assumed that, but yeah, we should really mention that this really cheap price also includes those other things.
Yes.
So A lunch and B lunch means 定食.
Yes.
All right. Okay, let's take a look at this conversation. First, we have the two students talking. What do we have first?
もう1時だよ.
It's already 1. And this is もう, a long vowel.
もう1時だよ.
It's already 1. Followed by?
お腹空いたね.
I'm hungry. Literally, my stomach is empty. I'm hungry. This is followed by?
うん、学食でランチしようか.
Here, で is marking the place where the action will take place. And that action is?
ランチしようか.
Let's have lunch. Literally, let's do lunch.
Yes.
But the thing is, that works in English too.
Really?
Yeah, let's do lunch.
Oh, really?
Yeah, let's do lunch.
So it's kind of the same nuance.
Yeah. So, we also have the Japanese word for lunch, which is?
昼ごはん.
But also, as you can see here, and we're using this dialogue, they also use lunch.
Yes.
Which is?
Lunch.
Break it down.
Lunchi. Lunchi.
Yeah, kind of the chi at the end. Lunchi.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of a cute word. Now, this is actually a suru verb. So, lunchi suru.
Mm-hmm.
To do lunch.
Yes.
And then here we have the casual, the informal volitional, which is shio. So let's do lunch. Then the ka indicates the question. So shall we do lunch?
Mm-hmm.
At the school cafeteria. So they do decide to go there. Scene changes. Then we have.
今日はAランチが鶏の唐揚げでBランチが豚の生姜焼きだって.
Great sentence for several reasons. We're going to go over a point we discussed in a previous lesson about this datte, the speaker getting direct information and then relaying that information to another speaker. And that's the case you'd use this datte. So this speaker, we can tell by this usage that the speaker is the one reading and relaying this information to the second speaker. First we have
今日は.
Today. This is the topic. Today.
Aランチが鶏の唐揚げで.
A lunch is fried chicken. Next is the key point. What do we have next?
で.
This is the conjunctive form of the copula. Des. When you first start out in Japanese, we'd stop here, put in des, and then follow it with a period. And this would break what we're talking about into two sentences. But here we're using the conjunctive form of the copula, which is very easy to remember because you just drop the su, stick with de, and then this acts as and. We move on to the next one. So A lunch is fried chicken and
B ランチが
B lunch is
豚の生姜焼き
fried ginger pork
だって
It says So today it says so on so on This is followed by
どっちにしようかな
I wonder which one I should get So here the person is kind of talking to themselves どっち is short of course for
どちら
Then we follow this with the particle
に
followed by
しようかな
Literally, which shall do, I wonder. Let's start from the back. I wonder, kana, used to indicate the speaker's not sure what to do.
Mm-hmm.
Kana, I wonder. Let's work our way back from shio, the informal volitional of
する
to do. So, I wonder to do, particle, ni, dochi, which to do. When using ni suru, it's usually used in a structure, noun plus ni suru.Which means to decide on the noun.
Mm-hmm.
So what comes before the ni suru is what you're deciding on.
Yes.
And it's used all the time when you're sitting down to eat. Noun ni suru. Or how can we ask, which will you get? Which is also really common if you're out to eat with someone.
どっちにする?
Which will you get?
Or 何にする?
What will you get? And whatever you're going to get precedes that followed by ni suru. And if it's a polite situation, you use ni shimasu.Next we have?
すいません。A ランチはいくらですか?
Excuse me, how much is A lunch? And this is followed by?
A ランチは390円です。
A lunch is 390 yen. Then we have?
じゃあ、A ランチをください。
Okay, A lunch please. Here we have the object marking particle. So, A ランチをください。But in spoken Japanese, would it be okay to drop this?
Sure. A ランチください。
So it's inferred. Mm-hmm. Shorten that down because that wo, that o in there kind of could cause you to slow down what you're talking about. And finally we have
すいません。僕もそれをください。
Okay. So here we have a really useful phrase. I'll have that too. This you could use if you're out to eat with some Japanese friends and you want what that other person's getting. You can just say this too. Well, if you're a guy, you could say this.
僕もそれをください。
Or you could just say
同じのお願いします。
All right, that's going to do for today. Now, in today's PDF, we have a really, really nice write-up on ni suru and how to use this. If you're interested in speaking Japanese with Japanese people, this is a really useful phrase, so we really recommend that you check out this PDF. Also, inside the Learning Center, stuff to bring everything together. That's going to do for today.
それじゃあ、またね。
お疲れ様です。